Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us, from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 82 of the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, here as always with Megan Francis. And today we are continuing our discussion about taking photos and using photos and having photos taken of our families. If you listened last week, we talked all about our own photography and having photos taken of our kids and just how to get great pictures of our family. And this week we're moving on into what to do with those pictures, specifically storing them, organizing them, turning them into something besides a storage issue on your phone.
Can I interject really quick here and say,
yeah,
I'm going to be mostly listening and nodding and taking notes during this one.
I know what
I should, I know what I should be doing, but I don't always do it. So...
Well, and it changes all the time. This is such a moving target with technology.
Absolutely.
So we'll offer some tips and ideas. And so if you haven't listened to last week, it's not a big deal. But we are going to move right into kind of how we deal with the photos that we have. And definitely, I think it's a good listen to head back to episode 81. You can find that at themomhour.com or in your podcast feed and hear the first part of this series. So we also are welcoming back our same sponsor as last week, and that is ShootAlong. ShootAlong, ShootAlong.com. Is a weekly photography course and community for moms who want to take better pictures with their DSLR camera. So if you are like a lot of families and you have a nice camera but haven't really learned how to use it to the best of its features and capability, this would be an amazing little gift to yourself or a New Year's resolution for the new year. The way ShootAlong works is you join their community and you get in your inbox every week, you get photo lessons and prompts and tips. And then you also get membership into a Facebook community where other moms are sharing the photos that they've taken, sharing editing tricks and tips, and interacting online in that kind of a forum with their pictures. So their emails are really easy to understand and helpful. It works for any DSLR camera and any level of photography. So it's basically for anybody who just wants to kind of have a plan for improving their skills and taking great pictures of their kids. So we are so thankful to have them. And they are also offering $25 off the 2017 course. To get that, you go to shootalong.com/themomhour. And then enter the code THEMOMHOUR when you check out for $25 off. I will say all of that again at the end of the show so you don't forget. And then if you do forget, just find us anywhere that we live online and specifically in the show notes for this episode, and we'll link to that as well. So thanks to ShootAlong. It's an awesome deal.
All right. So pictures everywhere.
Okay. Do you have your phone right there? I want to know how many pictures are in
do
your
I have
phone
to
right
share?
Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do.
Do you know what's sad? I can't even half the time find my camera app. I feel like it's just the icon is really ugly.
I thought you can't find your phone.
Well, I also can hardly ever find my phone. But I feel like the app always, it's just not very attractive, the icon.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have to hunt around for it. Okay. I have 3,703 photos on here.
Okay.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, I think that's a lot. You probably have a lot of storage.
And I also, a lot of these are also on in the cloud, so I don't have to only access them here. But
right, which we're definitely going to get into. I have 1,360, which is kind of a lot too. Also, I mean, the things I take pictures of, and you're probably the same. I take pictures of ridiculous things that I never, you know, I'm going to need to keep.
Yeah, and I'll often have like 7 versions of one photo. So I really need to get better about deleting. And the other thing that I do is I do tons of screenshots.
Yeah.
So like that's my quick way of, you know, like you and I, we communicate sometimes just in screenshots. And I'll take pictures of something like sometimes I'll be not driving. I'll be safely parked.
Yeah.
And I'll snap a picture of my radio, like the song that's on, and send it to someone. Just stuff like that. So a lot of it isn't necessarily actually photos. Some of them are obviously mistakes where I accidentally took a selfie. Those are always hilarious. I'm deleting one right now, actually. It's terrible. Oh, I have one of you, Sarah, with a hat. Your hat that exploded when we were in Denver.
Then
you pulled it down over your face.
Own.
You don't want this picture. I'm just going to go ahead and delete this. You don't want this. Just letting you know right now.
We're live. No, anyway. I do not want that picture. It's hilarious.
Oh, and here's a whole bunch of us playing with the foam and we were trying to figure out how to do Facebook Live. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, my number one tip to just kick us off here in terms of dealing with storage issues on your smartphone is be a ruthless deleter.
Okay.
And I do think I'm pretty good about deleting. I try to delete often, early and often. So if I'm waiting in the school pickup line and I have my phone, I'll delete some pictures. You do it a lot on airplanes if I don't have Wi-Fi, because I have access to all the photos on my phone. And it's just sort of like it's a mindless thing to do to get rid of. Like you said, all the screenshots, all the pictures of where I parked my car, you know, pictures of like my kid decided their sandwich looked like the shape of California and wanted me to take a picture of it, which happens like more than you would think. Delete early and often. And if you listened last week, we kind of talked about always keeping in mind, what are the pictures that are going to be kind of fun and funny and meaningful and tell a story years down the line. And I think that helps you be a little bit more of a ruthless deleter. Like you don't need 8 pictures of the same thing. And I do that a lot too. Often it's just to get the best shot. I will take a whole bunch in a row, but, early and often deleting, I think helps you not get into too much trouble later.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the cloud, because there's so many ways to do this. So how are your photos on your phone getting elsewhere these days?
So we have Google Photo, and so they don't go there right away. I don't actually know what the time lapse is. It does give you a little bit of time to hurry up and delete stuff before it syncs. I want to say it's like every 24 hours it syncs.
I think, if it's the same as the way I use Google Photo, for me, I have to open the Google Photo app and be on a wireless network,
and then it
will back up. So, I do that periodically. Didn't mean to cut you off, but
no, that's okay. Well, you're probably correct. I was saying some stuff that's wrong.
No, there might be different settings too. So
yeah. Well, that's mine, and it goes to Google Photos, which I love because Google Photos does fun stuff like. If you have a bunch of pictures that are similar, it will arrange those pictures into an animated GIF often. Yep. It'll add fun little features like hearts and, I don't know, just fun stuff. And it makes it – I really enjoy using my computer. I am more on my computer than I am on my phone.
I agree with that. Usually I'm the other way, but with photos, I absolutely would prefer to be on my computer.
So it's just nice to have them just show up on my computer and I don't have to like email them to myself, which I used to do before I had that, or I have to go jump through all these hoops. There you are. They have an editing feature in there. It's not super robust, but for stuff that's really simple, I have found that it's plenty often. It's just the built-in service. So I don't know. Those are all the reasons I like that. I know there are other options. I know we have plenty of options when we...
Yeah. Well, I made the note of a couple options, but let's stay on Google Photos for a second because I'm also a big fan and I think they're getting better and better. I love Google. You know, Google is on top of it when it comes to updating and having new features. So just when something bugged me about it, then it would be available or it would be improved. I searched Christmas in my Google Photos the other day because Google is search is their thing, right? And it is smart enough to bring up pictures that have like Christmas trees or Santa Claus.
It's creepy
in them
sometimes how smart it is.
Right?
Yes.
Like, and it has facial recognition, which so does. So the other two that I mentioned were Amazon Photos or Apple's iCloud. And so I think whatever kind of cloud backup, and then I'm sure there are other ways to automatically backup and other great places to store your photos, but those are kind of the three main ones that I can think of. Just to back up a little bit, if people listening aren't familiar with this stuff at all, Google Photos is obviously Google's, you know, photo platform, but it's also an app for your phone. I have an iPhone, so I can find all my pictures in the normal iPhone Photos app. But right next to it, I keep Google Photos. And when I open Google Photos, there's a setting that if you want it to automatically back up and sync your device, it connects to your Gmail or your Google account. So if you have a Gmail or any kind of a Google account, and then like Megan said, when you go to on the computer, it's just photos.google.com is what I go to.
Yeah.
Then everything is there. And like Megan said, all the bells and whistles. One thing it will do that's nice is like we went to an art festival last weekend and Google was smart enough to figure out that since I took a whole bunch of pictures in a relatively short amount of time at one location, it will put all of those into an album and it'll say, it called it Saturday afternoon in Laguna Beach. Like it didn't know we were at the Sawdust Festival, but it saw that we spent Saturday afternoon you know, in one place. And then you can choose to like ignore that and it won't do anything else. Or you can choose to save that as an album, and keep things together. And then, yeah. Another fun thing that Google Photos did, I was with my mom a few weeks ago and we were seeing a really old family friend and she was asking about my brother because she had not seen him since he was a kid. And she said, do you have any pictures of him? And I pulled up Google Photos on my phone and just went to the faces and clicked on my brother's face. And I don't even take that many pictures of my brother or with him, but the few that I had from the last couple years were right there. So I just feel like, and I know iCloud, iPhoto also has facial recognition and I'm sure that these other, but I just love how smart it's getting. So I feel like even if you don't have a perfect storage or organizational system, the technology is catching up so that we almost don't have to be as disciplined at organizing. Do you know what I mean? Because it's all right there.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it takes, you know, it also, right now I do have 3,700 and some, I just deleted a whole bunch, but, pictures on my phone, but once this, I do have a ton of storage, but once the storage starts to bog down, the nice thing is I can just get rid of all of them because they're all going to be in Google Photos. So there's really not any pressure for me to really hold on to pictures on my phone.
Yep.
I don't have to go through and delete, you know, 3,000 pictures. It's easier to do it, I find, rather than going through one at a time and deleting. I like doing it again on the computer if I'm going to do like a mass delete. So I do try to stay with it when I'm on my phone, but if I don't, if stuff slips through the cracks, you have another chance when it gets onto Google. So,
and when it's one of those cases where you've taken five or six pictures because you really do want the best shot.
Yeah.
I think that is easier to look at on the computer. So I won't, you know, I try to go through on my phone more often than not to delete the things I know I won't keep. But then, yeah, just like you said, once they're on the computer, it's a little bit easier. And
also you get to see them big. That's the other thing I will say. Yes. Sometimes if I'm going to share something and any kind of, I don't know, venue where it's going to be a big picture, I like to see the way it's going to look when I'm choosing between three options. Say, I want to see how it's going to look big and not just on my phone. So that is another reason I like that. I don't know if you know the answer to this, Sarah, but do you happen to know whether photos count toward your Google Drive limit storage?
If you upload at their optimized size, you have unlimited storage, I believe is how it works. Okay. So unless you were trying to, so they will optimize the size for you and it's high quality, but it's not super probably, it's not probably the original file size. So I actually have a small paid Google storage plan.
So do I actually, it's $2.
Think I'm on the same plan.
Yeah.
I feel like they have changed, they keep changing the parameters of what's included and what's unlimited. But I believe it tells me like when I'm uploading that as long as everything is at their optimized file size, that it's unlimited storage. I don't think it does count toward your storage.
And there have been times before when we've needed for a client thing or something to upload raw photos and, I don't mind paying the $2 because I use Google's services for a lot of stuff. Like I use, you know, Docs and all that stuff too. So it's nice just to have it available. $2 a month, totally worth it.
Yep. Agreed. Well, I was going to kind of move into organizing the photos that you have, assuming you've gotten them to the cloud or to your computer. But we've sort of almost touched on that with how easy it's getting to find pictures. But let's say I'm going to maybe tell about how I used to do it about 2 or 3 years ago. And that was kind of creating groups of photos or albums. I was using iPhoto on my Mac for a long time, but you can do that with a number of programs. I guess if you have a goal to get organized with the photos that are on your computer, I would, like we talked about, I would decide how you're going to back up going forward first, whether that's iCloud or Google Photos or Amazon Photos. And get that, it's almost like we get tempted to go back and start organizing old photos from the very beginning. And like, I'm going to get it all organized. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to make a baby book for my 8-year-old or whatever. And number one,
you're like, first word. Oh no.
Yeah. Number one, it's very easy to get distracted when you start looking at old pictures. It's like the ultimate rabbit hole.
Yes.
And then you
wake up like 3 days later and you're like, what was I doing again? Yeah, I was supposed to be doing something.
Like, look at this picture of my baby. Yeah. But number two, it's so overwhelming because the least organized parts of our photo lives are probably, you know, the ones that we haven't dealt with in a long time, whether it's a trip we went on and we never really went through them. So I guess I would encourage people to start with the current situation and get really happy with like what we just talked about. However you're backing up and storing your photos on a regular basis, and then just kind of start small. I do with Google Photos. I do, if we take a trip, I like to actually go through and create an album in Google Photos and just be a little bit more intentional about which pictures I put in there. Having an album also then lets you share that album, which I will do not for everything, but if we, you know, like a vacation or Christmas or something, I'll probably share that with the relatives. So, just like we talked about last week, learning the camera that you have, learn the system that you choose and learn how it can help you organize and just start small. And I would start with the most recent because it's, I think that's easier than going back and saying, gosh, darn it, I'm going to, you know, organize all of my digital photos from 2001 forward. It's just not going to happen.
It is. And it's too much. And you know, like when you were saying before about how Google makes it so easy now, it reminds me of like, I don't know, 10 years ago when everyone was coming up with all these inbox zero ways to get there and like, you know, all these different filing systems and folder systems. And at the time that I had, you know, fairly recently started using Gmail and I was like, well, you guys, if you just use Gmail, you can just search for stuff and it comes up. And I just decided to let the search function be my organizing system. And the more I tried to like add in folders and bother with that, the more confused I would get. And then it was like work. Like every time I did something, I had to remember, okay, what's the system now? Where do I put this? And I don't think it really saved me time in the end. So I sort of just, I just bypassed all that now. And I just, it groups them by date anyway. An event.
Groups them by date, an event. And if you have
and that's usually how I'd be looking.
Yeah. So, and if you have location services turned on with your photos, then it will find locations for you. It has facial recognition to find faces. The only thing I will go back to my number one tip about deleting, even if you have unlimited storage, it's just very cluttered to have a bunch of pictures in there that you don't want. And the more often you do that, just the better off you'll be. And the other tip I would offer is make sure that the date stamp on your camera, if you're uploading from a digital camera, is correct, because iPhones and smartphones are usually going to be correct because they are connected to the greater reality of time and space. I don't know. but it's easy to have a wrong date stamp, even if you're off by a day or 12 hours.
Yeah,
I have had times where I'm trying to, if we've had a big trip or a big event where I'm trying to consolidate pictures from my phone and my camera, and it can drive you crazy because Google wants to put them chronologically, but your DSLR's timestamp is like 12 hours off and you can't get it to. So the iPhone pictures and the camera pictures are all off. So that will help you if your settings are correct to make sure the time and date stamp is correct on there. But yeah, I think we're moving to where you don't have to have a million folders and do all of that yourself as long as you're reasonably up to date with, you know,
transferring. As long as your camera's not set to 2003. That is a very important distinction. Go ahead.
No, I was going to add something on Google Photos because I just started using the one thing I have had trouble with is when I want to put pictures from my DSLR into Google Photos, I felt like I've had two steps. And I think that's because I did not have a little like extension or an app called, I think it's called like Google Photos Uploader, Desktop Uploader. So I just got that. And that is what I believe will make it easy to go from my big camera to Google Photos. I was having to kind of like import and then upload. Like it was fine. It was just two steps. And I feel like with Google, I expect more than two steps.
Now with your, with your digital camera, do you have to use a mini, you know, HD drive or is it wireless?
It's not wireless. The updated versions of my camera are wireless. I use the cord. I connect in with the, So I just connected a little, I just connect my camera with a cord to my computer. But yeah, I think the new ones are all wireless. So
yeah, we haven't bought a new camera in a while. So
mine is about 5 years old, I think. So, okay. Well, did I cut you off? Were you going to
say? No, I was just going to say, you know, we definitely need to make sure we talk about, physical photos.
Okay. So that's what I was going to move on to is doing stuff with these photos. And that includes printing or the photo. But let's first talk about the printed photos we already have in albums. Is that where you were
going?
Yeah,
because much like your comment that you can't now go back in time and suddenly reorganize all the pictures on your hard drive from when your, you know, 8-year-old was a baby, it's also fairly difficult to do that with physical photos. But I will say I got so tired of having, like, I had, for example, wedding photos that had like five copies. For some reason,
right.
whoever had them developed decided to make multiple copies of each role because, I don't know, just in case, I guess. And at the time, it was one of those things where we had like a digital or a disposable camera on every table.
Yep.
And then some kids got a hold of them.
Yep.
And so I have picture after picture after picture of feet and yeah. centerpieces. And I mean, and they're terrible pictures. They're disposable cameras. It was really more for the fun of people taking yeah. the pictures. So I did go through, now I haven't moved all of our pictures out of boxes yet, but I did go through a very important first step, which is to go through and just throw some away.
Throw them away.
I felt bad doing it because, I mean, throwing away a physical picture, there's so much more of a, like moment.
Yeah, but don't you feel like we've just been trained to think that?
Yeah, like they're more, well, there's fewer of them and they're a little more precious because they're the only ones you have. And like they're, you know, you didn't take as many and not as many turned out well, you know, but just being able to, and I was able to whittle it down from like three shoe boxes full of just pictures from 1 year to like let, you know, a not even very full one. And now I can look at that. I actually got almost all of them in through with Jacob being like four. Into albums and then realize the albums don't hold on to the pictures. They're like the sliding kind.
Oh, yeah.
And if you move it too fast, all the pictures fly out.
Oh, no. So,
yeah. But at least now they're in order and they're organized and it won't be that big of a job to now take that book, buy a better one, and just move them over. That first part. And it took me like the better part of a weekend. Sometimes you just have to dig in. But honestly, the physical version of deleting, just throwing away, it had to happen. It had to happen.
I want to do that as soon as we stop recording. That's like sounds so satisfying to me. I could procrastinate all the other things I need to do today and just start purging old photos. Yeah, no, I totally agree. That's so good. And I was going to say about the whole putting in order or putting in albums. I'm a firm believer in like, don't let perfect be the enemy of good in this particular case. Like if photos are in a box loose, and you just make the step of like making two piles, like pre-marriage and post-marriage, or like pre-kids and post-kids, and slide those puppies into an album or just a slightly better box, like something
I mean, there are nice photo box that have like that where the pictures all stand up and there's like dividers. And honestly, when I look at the way my family consumes photos or the way we use photos, everyone. It's not all the time. It's like once in a while we'll pull them out and everyone sits down and they just want to rifle through them. And as long as they don't – as long as there's not too much cross-contamination going on, like stuff from one box is ending up in another box and things like that, I really don't care if they're in a book. Sometimes there's too many pictures from one era or event to really even get them into a book and have it tell the whole story. So – I don't mind the boxes at all. For me, it was like we were really carrying around like different sized boxes. Like there'd be a one big box, like a one big shoe box and the little photo box. And I had to get it under control. And also I'm concerned about safety. Boxes are really easy to stick in a corner of the basement and lose. And I'm a little worried about things like mildew and, you know, moisture and stuff. So that's becoming more of a concern as they get older and older. I keep forgetting like. Jacob's baby pictures are almost 20 years old now. So I need to start taking better care of them. For a long time, it was like, oh, that's just temporary.
Right.
I'll get them in an album. And I think reality is some are going to end up in albums and some won't.
Yeah. So. Yep. And I think, I think an album is just one way to do it. And that's actually true for both physical prints and digital. Like albums and photo books are awesome, but it doesn't have to be the only way. And it's not all or nothing, just like every other system. So what about printing and doing stuff with our more recent digital photos? Do you print prints ever?
I do.
Anybody in your family?
Probably about once a year. It's usually right around the holidays when I'm making like a photo album for John's mom or something like that. Anyway, like while I'm doing that, I'll think, you know what? I should just go select a few dozen pictures and have them printed out, have copies made. I will say often a picture that looks really great on your phone or on your computer doesn't really look as good printed. There's something about the lighting sometimes that's a little off or, you know, it's grainy looking. Even really pictures that I think are pretty high quality don't always translate as well, but it's nice just to have them. And, you know, we have pictures in frames, but I also have areas of the house where I just, it's like, it's a little less intense or like, I don't know, a little less formal. I'll just slap a picture I think is cute on a little ledge where I have a place to put them or on the fridge or whatever and let it hang there for a few months. And if I have another backup copy and that one gets yucky, it can go in the trash. It's fine.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, no, I totally agree. A couple things. First I was going to ask, do you have a favorite place that you print photos, or is it just wherever's?
I usually go to Walgreens because I can have it picked up in like 24 hours. And this is almost always a last minute project, but I've used Tiny Prints?
Tiny Prints or Shutterfly. I think
I've used Tiny Prints before, and that's good. Yeah. If I have the luxury of waiting.
If you're a Costco member, Costco is pretty well known for quality, quality price ratio, meaning like pretty good, very good quality for, a good price on their photo prints. And they're also ready in an hour. I just never want to go to Costco. We're members and we go, but it's not as easy as running in and out of Walgreens. So that does sometimes, prevent me from doing there, but they do have really, and they have all the sizes. And I'm sure the other places do too, but Costco's just set up for such large scale projects that, I've been very happy with the quality of prints there. And there's also a setting, which you reminded me when you say they sometimes look different lighting wise. It took me a while to learn that Costco has like an auto touch setting that if it defaults to auto touching your photos, but if you're like me and you've already kind of put some thought into which photos look good because they are already the way I want them to look, I really don't want them to auto touch or auto fix my photos. And so I finally learned to uncheck that box at Costco, and it made a huge difference in the prints that were coming home. They were looking darker and they weren't looking like exactly like you said, what I was seeing on my screen. And so I figured out that setting. So another thing I like, not to be a Costco commercial, I know not everybody even has an option for membership in their area, but they will make prints and then send them to whoever you want. And you could do that through Tiny Prints or Shutterfly. And so I do that for our grandmas, like the ones who aren't on text all the time. I can't just send them, a text with pictures of the kids as easily. So I will maybe two or three times a year, just print them from my computer to Costco, and then Costco sends them to my grandma. I never have to go anywhere. That's nice. Like the processing fee is like $2. It's totally worth it. It's not
They mail them to her or? Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Them. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know at Walgreens, I can have it set for someone else to go pick them up at a different location.
A long time ago, I did that for my grandma. I remember that too, but she doesn't even do her own errands anymore. So So Costco will mail them. And I'm sure other places will too, but that's a really nice gift for any family members who aren't as digitally savvy or who aren't on social media and aren't maybe seeing pictures of your family in the ways that you're sharing them with others. I think that's just a nice thing to receive prints in the mail. So
I got in the habit of doing those yearly print, sessions is that we started making photo books as gifts. And I'm thinking I might just start making them for myself too, because it's nice to have something simple to put on a shelf, and it's, the photo is in the picture or in the paper, so it's not going to fall out. And, it might not be archival quality, it might not last forever, but for now you have something that you can put on the coffee table that shows your last year. And that's nice. I think sometimes we're too uptight about how we do this stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Like 1,000% agree. I have started doing them for myself. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I love about making the photo books is that they're there if it's a website that's going to be around for a while. If it got lost or damaged, the book itself, you've already made the digital copy and you could order it again.
Yeah.
So absolutely. that makes me feel really good. So, my learning curve with making photo books has been to not take it too seriously and spend so much time. For some reason it takes me a long time to make a photo book, and I just need to learn to
because you can endlessly customize it, but really you don't need to. They already have a template made. Just let it go.
It's so fun to get that in the mail, like you said, and have it on your shelf. I wanted to mention chatbooks, which has gotten really popular lately. And I kind of held off on trying them because, I don't know, because I'm trend averse and for whatever reason. No, but
we both are. They are contrarians.
You would not like this because it's straight from your mobile phone. So it works really well for people who do a lot of mobile phone photos, and specifically like Instagram or Facebook. I don't post pictures to Facebook hardly ever, but I am a big Instagram user, as you guys know. And so Chatbooks, the app on my phone, connects to my Instagram. I'm not kidding you guys. It takes like 4 minutes to make a photo book. And I have made some from the last, I went actually back to 2014, 2015, and 2016. And you can choose to have the captions printed, which I did not, because sometimes, and you don't have to choose every photo. So I just went through and my criteria was like, basically, I just want pictures of any combination of the five of us powers. So I didn't do anything with any other relatives or friends. So every picture is of some combination of the five of us, one person or five people. And that kind of made it easy to select the ones I knew I wanted. And oh my gosh, it was so easy. And the books are really cute. They're like 8x8 or even 6x6. So they're a little bit smaller, but they have really high quality paper. And then just the kind of the artsy look of Instagram, you know, because mm-hmm. I've throughout the year, my pictures have all different filters, black and white or this or that. And you can choose to print the captions with it or not. So if you, depending on, you know, how much info you put in there, you could, and the date, if you want. I chose to print mine without any other info. So it's just this, I'll put a picture of my photo book in the
so
show notes.
So I am familiar with this concept of pulling from, and I'm not opposed to it because even though I don't love doing things in my phone or necessarily on my phone that much, my Instagram photos do look better on a whole than most of my other photos. I guess my biggest question has always been, did like the filters and stuff look weird when they're on paper? I always wondered about that. Is it different from your little phone?
No. Okay. No, they look really nice. And I think because it's all Instagram, they all have the same kind of look. And that's probably partly that's my look. That's sort of my Instagram style. But as a, they were all taken with an iPhone, because that's what you do when you use Instagram or an Android phone. But so they were all taken with the same camera. And so they all are relatively the same quality. So if anything, I would say there's kind of a nice artistic uniformity, really.
Okay.
And the, I upgraded, they're cheap. Like, I think they start at like $8 a book. Wow, I did upgrade to the hardcover. Mm-hmm. So if the basic would be a soft cover, like almost like you just flip through it. And, I think it was $5 to upgrade to the hardcover. So this is not sponsored at all. And in fact, I was a little bit kind of suspicious just because it seemed like they were everywhere and it seemed too good to be true. But I'm like in my hands, I have the three that I have done, and the ease, like compared to how long it takes me when I make a photo book on any other platform to how long this took me relative to the enjoyment factor is like amazing. Took me like 5 minutes and they're really cool.
All right. Well, so. I'm downloading that app right now. See, I can be Sarah. Yeah. I can be taught. I can,
you're mobile savvy.
I can try new things sometimes.
Try new things. Just on the, while we're on the topic of books, I always hear great things about Blurb.
Yes, Blurb, I've heard great things about Blurb. I don't, I haven't, but I've heard great things.
I think it's more for really, when you really want to customize. Yeah. And they make beautiful quality books. And then I use Shutterfly, which I think is like good. I've used Costco and Walgreens. So I don't think it matters. Again, like everything else we've talked about, doing something is going to make you happier than just wishing you had done something.
Yeah, just start, you know, maybe the first book that you make is like a leaflet. It's like a 12 photo leaflet for your mother-in-law or something like that. And just try it and see. And maybe when you make one, make an extra for yourself. That's another thing that like – sometimes it make them a little generic so that you can keep one and then you've done something, you know?
Yep.
Anything you do is better than, like you said, like waiting for it to be perfect and having a week set aside to work on it, which come on, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. So, and the more you do it, the, you know, the easier it gets and it's not so overwhelming and, you know, and like we talked about with the storage issue, I think technology is on our side. I think things are going to get easier, not harder.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Just everything is faster and smarter. So it's fun to see these new opportunities pop up with these different apps and stuff. I would love listener feedback on this. If you guys want to comment on the show notes for episode 82, and let us know if you have any great, you know, methods or apps or companies for printing and making photo books. Cause I feel like there's new ones out all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, gosh, did we cover everything?
I think we covered
about
a lot.
Storing and organizing. It kind of makes me want to make
store
a
store and
book.
Organize. I know. Does. I'm actually thinking as soon as we're done here, I'm going to go make a chat book because we're still, well, by the time this is airs, I think it's going to be too late for the holiday this year.
Yes.
But you can get on it for next year, birthdays, and or document your holiday.
Yeah, and do chapbooks, like, I feel like that was a treat for myself. It was almost like a Christmas present for myself because I'm the one taking the time with these Instagram photos and kind of enjoying the process. And so it was totally for me. I actually hid them and I might give them to Brian for one of his Christmas presents, but it's a lie. It's really for me. So, well, let us know what you think. Listeners, go back and listen to episode 81 if you didn't catch it. And we talk a lot more about photography there. And then absolutely check out Shoot Along. So it's shootalong.com/themomhour. And then the promo code to save $25 off their 2017 program is the mom hour. So we tried to make it easy on you. And do that soon. As of right now, as of this taping, that promo code will expire because they would love to get people signed up for the beginning of 2017. But head to the show notes, because if I get an update that that's extended, that's where I'll post it, is in the show notes for episode 82. So we might be able to buy another week or two for you guys. So,
yeah.
But go there now. Do
go
it.
Go to there now.
Go to there now.
The mom
All right.
hour. Yep.
All right, everybody. Well, when we next talk to you, it will be 2017.
It will be.
If you're listening,
oh my goodness,
in real time. So happy new year. And we will be back in your ears next week.
See you then.